Let's go now to Syria, and Syria's government is expected to give a response to the specific proposals made by the UN special envoy to the country later tonight. The diplomatic effort, though, comes amid more claims today that the government forces committed atrocities in the city of Homs. The government, though, is blaming the violence on armed opposition groups, as Timothy MacDonald reports.
Activists have posted more video to the internet, along with claims that dozens more people, including children, have been killed by government forces in Homs. Syria's state television has broadcast its own images of Homs residents who were allegedly killed by armed terrorists because they support the government.
They support the state, and for that reason, the gunmen killed them.
Neither story can be independently verified. Human rights activists say the government carried out a massacre of women and children in Homs. Sami Ibrahim of the Syrian Network for Human Rights told the BBC what his group believes happened.
Then they handle this family to Assad gangs and security forces also. Both start torture for around 2 to 3 hours the man. Then use fire to execute a lot of persons. I don't have word to describe what's going on in the woman's room. They start killing the children by knife, front of her mother's eyes. After they killed the children, they rob the mother and they rob also some ladies. Then they killed them all.
Again, the government says it was armed opposition groups who were responsible. The UN's envoy to Syria is the former Secretary General, Kofi Annan. He says whoever's responsible, the violence has to stop.
Since I came to the region, I'm following very, very closely developments in Syria, and there are grave and appalling reports of atrocities and abuses. The killing of civilians must end now. The world must send a clear and united message that this is simply unacceptable.
Kofi Annan left the country on Sunday without reaching an agreement. He's due to meet with the opposition in Turkey today. But the opposition doesn't seem intent on dialogue at the moment either. George Sabra from the Syrian National Coalition told a press conference in Istanbul there should be military support for the opposition.
We demand an immediate Arab and international military intervention in Syria to rescue civilians, safe passages to stop the genocide. We demand a no-fly zone across Syria to prevent Assad's gangs from perpetrating more massacres. We demand the regime's killing machine to be undermined, the Free Syrian Army to be armed in an organized fashion.
The UN Security Council has met again to discuss Syria, with the US and Russia butting heads over how to handle the crisis. The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the Syrian government hasn't acted in good faith.
We reject any equivalence between premeditated murders by a government's military machine and the actions of civilians under siege driven to self-defense. How cynical that even as Assad was receiving former Secretary General Kofi Annan, the Syrian army was conducting a fresh assault on Idlib and continuing its aggression in Hama, Homs and Rostan.
But Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the violence that's going on in Syria will only get worse if foreign powers become too involved.
We should draw serious conclusions regarding the situation in Syria. It remains a cause of grave concern for Russia and the whole international community. Making hasty demands for regime change, imposing unilateral sanctions designed to trigger economic difficulties as well as social tensions in countries, inducing the opposition to continue its confrontation with the authorities instead of promoting dialogue, making calls in support of armed confrontation and even foreign military intervention. All of the above are risky recipes of geopolitical engineering that can only result in the spread of conflict.
The Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged the Council to put aside its differences and speak with one voice on the violence in Syria.
Timothy MacDonald reporting.